Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Menacha Samaches, Menacha 68a, pagination is 135, Masnisin midway on the page. Mishakorev HaOmer, once the Omer was brought on the 16th of Nisan, Hutar Chodosh Miyad, the new grain is permitted immediately. You don't have to wait till the end of the day or something like that. It's immediate. Harechokim, nevertheless, the people who are further away and don't have that information instantaneously, they didn't have a Twitter account, mutarim mechatzos hayom ulahalon, from midday and on, they would be permitted, as the Mishnah will explain, because they can rest assured that Beis Din would see it through and the mitzvah wouldn't be unduly delayed. Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai legislated Sheyehe Yom Henef Kulo Osir, that the day of the waving, referring to the Omer on the 16th of Nisan, that among other things in its process, notably had to be waved, Kulo Osir, the entire day should be forbidden, and this is following the approach that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds that when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, the korban is not going to be brought, and therefore immediately the chadash, the new grain, becomes permitted in the morning of the 16th. It's only when the Beis HaMikdash is standing that you have to wait for the omer to be brought. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a legislation that the entire day should be forbidden, and you're not allowed to have of the new grain until after the 16th has passed. And the reason for that, as explained elsewhere, is that he was concerned that when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, people are going to think that daybreak is already permitted in Chadash, and that's not true. You, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you would have to wait for the korban to be brought. Amar Rabbi Yehuda dissents and says, "V'alom na Torah hu aser." Isn't this all prohibited from Torah law until the korban is brought? Shenemar ad etzem hayom hazeh, until the day has occurred. And Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the day of the 16th is biblically prohibited. Now, we don't follow that. We follow that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made the legislation, but to complete the Mishnah, to appreciate that that's what the argument would be about. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is not making a legislation unless he holds biblically it's permitted. Why are the people further away permitted from Chatzos and on? Going back to the beginning of the Mishnah, which I explained as we did it, but here's the Mishnah explaining it, because they know that Beis Din is not lazy and does not delay, and by Chatzos for sure, it's been brought. Rav Shmuel, the Gemara says, Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Tavayo, both of them explain, Bezman Shabes HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, Omer Matir, you have to wait for the carbon. Bezman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Heir Mizrach Matir, once the light of the east has occurred, meaning sunrise, you're good. My Taima, why? Terei Kurai Ksivi, the two psukim, Ksiv Ad Haviachem, until you bring the carbon. Uksiv, and it also says, ad etzem hayom hazeh, until the day occurs. Haketzad, how do you reconcile the two statements? Kam bezman shebeis hamikdash kayim, if the beis hamikdash is standing, you wait for the omer. Kam bezman shein beis hamikdash kayim, but if the beis hamikdash is not standing, you just wait for the beginning of that day. And that's the approach that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is based on. Of course, he preceded Rav and Shmuel, but that's the approach that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is based on, that it's permitted biblically from daybreak, and he legislated that it should be forbidden. Let's continue on Amud Beis with the Mishnah. It's into the wide lines, about 8 lines at the end of a line. Ha'omer hayamater ba'medina. The Omer would allow the new grain to be used by the public. Ushtei ha'lechem ba'mikdash. And the 2 loaves of bread on Shavuos are allowing it to be used in Karbanos, in the Beis HaMikdash. Ein mevi'in menachos ubikurim uminchas behema kodem la'omer. You're not allowed to bring any Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash of the new grain before the Karban Omer. Im hevi pasul, and if you did, even bidiavad, even b'diavad, it's going to be forbidden. Kodem l'shtei alechem, but if you did it before the 2 loaves, which we just said you're not supposed to, lo yavi, don't do it. Im hevi kosher, but if you did, it's going to be accepted. The Gemara says, Yosef Rabbi Tarfon says, sat and contemplated this Mishnah as follows. V'kukashale, he had a question. Ma ben kodem la'omer l'kodem shtei halechem. What's the difference between if you brought the karban before the omer or you brought a karban before the 2 loaves? Either way, it's forbidden. You were told that you're supposed to wait until after the 2 loaves before you bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. Amar lafanav Yehuda bar Nechemya. Yehuda bar Nechemya was apparently a scholar, was there. And he responded, lo, it's not a problem. Im amarta kodem la'omer, when it's before the omer, it's before Pesach, you're using the new grain. Shekein lehuta mechlalo etzel hedyot, even the private person is not allowed to be using it. So if you brought a carbon, it doesn't even work. Tomar kodem l'shtei alechem shehuta mechlalo etzel hedyot. But if you brought it before the 2 loaves of Shavuos, but after Pesach, Omer was brought, so at least it's permitted to the individual. So if you brought it in the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't right, but it's going to be acceptable. So Yehuda ben Chemya found a reconciliation, a distinction, which would explain why during those weeks between Pesach and Shavuos, bidiavad, after it was done, the karban would be acceptable. Shosak Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon was silent. It's a good distinction. Tzoav upanav shel Rabbi Yehuda bar Nechemya, or some take out the word Rebbe, Tzoav upanav shel Yehuda bar Nechemya. Yehuda bar Nechemya's face was glowing. He had bested Rabbi Tarfon. Amala Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva stated, Yehuda, Tzavu panecha, Yehuda, your face is glowing, sheishavta ezokein, that you responded, that you bested the elder. Timhani, I would be in wonderment im tarich yomim, if you'll have length of days. In other words, this is very serious. Omar Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi indeed says, Oso haperek pras ha-pesach haya. That time was half of the time till Pesach. The time till Pesach is the 30 days before Pesach when we prepare for Pesach. And Pras, half of that means 2 weeks before Pesach. That's when this incident occurred, 2 weeks before Pesach. Kishalisi la'atzeres. When I came up, Shavuos time, Shoalti acharav, I asked about him, Yehuda bar Nechemya heichan hu, where is Yehuda bar Nechemya? Ve'amru li, and they told me, niftar, he passed away, v'holach lo, and he's gone. In other words, it's old news. We need to be very careful, as much as we're looking for truth and we're looking for intellect and scholarship and advancement and whoever has the better svara trumps the previous svara, and it's really amazing. But it's very delicate, and people have to be very careful in showing someone down. And Rabbi Akiva wasn't cursing anyone. He's just stating a fact. Timhani, I would be in wonderment if you could do something like that and it not make its impact in heaven. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.